Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, where do we start? There weren't a whole lot of positives to take out of that game. Very disappointing outing for us. We felt like we took a step back in terms of the run game, which was really disappointing. I would say probably the main concerns for us in the game were, I think we counted at least 20 missed tackles in the game, which is way, way too many. You know, you're playing a good offense. They're going to have you spread out and get the ball to people in space, and you got to be able to tackle. And we didn't do that. And we had some very, very poor reads on some basic run plays that really took us out of some plays that we thought that we would be able to make. And so, you know, those things along with pad level and shedding and things like that, where we thought that, you know, maybe a week ago we were improving, we didn't see that type of improvement last night. We actually felt like we took a step back. And so, you know, I just got on watching the tape with the staff, and you know, we have corrections and we have answers for the plays that we're seeing. You know, what needs to be done and what needs to be corrected and how it needs to be played, and taking it from practice to the game. You know, we play it one way in practice, but we got to make sure we play the same way in the game. And so, you know, that's pretty much where we are. We have to quickly move on to the next game, and it's really about us. Correcting these mistakes and really dialing in. And these guys have pretty much all year, you know, that's been their approach. They have typically come back to work very businesslike, very focused, very determined, and focused on the next opponent, and that's what we have to do. There's no excuses. There are no explanations. You know, they come with this. It's really just focusing in on the task at hand, you know, one week, one game, taking it one day at a time. I'm getting ready for this next one. It's going to be a huge challenge for us, obviously, but that's where we are. Well, you know, they basically, you know, they run primarily about five plays, run game-wise, but they're out of a lot of different formations and things like that. Their run game, when you just look at the runs, are not extremely complicated. They do have some very good players. They do have a very good scheme. Their execution is very good. And they do run the plays at a very good pace. Place. Well, you know, it's sometimes we're in the right place, but we're just not winning the one-on-ones, or you miss the tackle, and that's a big part of it. Like I've said the past couple of weeks, it's not so much now knowing where to fit. It's when you get there, and are you able to shed the block? You know, are you able to finish on the ball? Are you able to make the tackle? Are you able to get there quickly enough? You know, that's also part of it too. And so we have to play faster. We have to eliminate the hesitation, and continue to coach through that and work through that as players. That's pretty much what it is. You know what? I was pleased with what Lance did in the game. I think we had him for 58 plays. I'm not sure. It might have been maybe a little more, a little less. But he played fast. He was physical. You know, he got us lined up. We didn't have any issues getting aligned or handling the tempo or anything like that. And I think as he plays more, you know, I mean, to get 58 plays from him after being out for so long, at the intensity and the rate that he played, I thought was good. And I think it's just going to help us for this week. You know, they have an excellent scheme. They do a great job regardless of you know, the quarterback situation. They can move the ball on pretty much anyone. They do a great job running the ball and all that type of thing. But you know, really today. You know, tomorrow and throughout the week is going to really be about us and focusing on the things that we need to fix that will give us a chance to improve in the run game and in our pass rush and things like that, and that's really going to be our focus, because regardless of what the other team does, if we don't execute the things that we can do, then we won't be successful. Yeah, well, you know, and we play a lot of players, and I mean, we really do. I mean, I think pretty much everyone who was up, who was active last night, played for us, and so we tell them we're going to need everyone to play better, and so you never want to, you know, never want to overreact, but as we sit down and take, you know, and formulate the game plan for this week and decide what we want to do and how we want to do it. Then obviously we always talk about who and what the roles will be and the rotations, things like that, and then we'll go from there. It could. It's nothing. Nothing's ever set in stone. You know, and really, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everyone that we have active, we're going to need them to be ready to play at a high level because, as you see, we play a lot of guys, especially, you know, in the defensive line. And I mean, we had, you know, we had multiple guys playing in our secondary. You know, linebackers were playing. I think we pretty much used everybody. So we got to get the whole group, the entire group, ready to play. We'll make sure their roles are defined at the end of the week, and then we'll go play. No. Yeah, well, you know, we all benefit from having Briggs back. And, you know, Bostic, it was a mixed bag for him. You know, he has some good plays. He also has some plays that we wish we had back, and we got to coach him through and we got to improve. But, you know, we all benefit from having Lance back. You know, Lance did a real nice job, you know, getting us lined up and getting us into the defenses and making sure we were ready to play when the ball was snapped.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.